Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Wait, so is datalittle.com a real site?
That's a real site.
I was just about to say, who meets on there?
But like dwarves and guys with weird fetishes.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, are there tall people looking for?
Yeah, they're there.
Wait, why isn't, if she's dating you, why isn't girls with weird, only guys can have the weird fetish?
Well, all right, girls have the fetish, but they're not so vocal about it. Guys are just like,
I'm gonna pick you up. Yeah, I'm gonna pick you up and put you here.
Yeah, you're a spinner, right? Yeah, spinner.
Yeah,
flip me around.
Yeah, they're like more vocal about it. So yeah, I mean, girls, who knows? She, in fact, my girlfriend actually has a phobia of people that are over like 6 foot. 4, 6, 5, like really tall people.
Would like, she grow up in like
she can't be around them.
Is she from like Macedonia or something? Montenegro? It's like they're all tall in Montenegro.
Yeah,
they're freaks of nature.
She's Mexican and she's Nicaraguan. So it's like she's used to being around tiny people.
Isn't Nicaraguan Mexican too?
It's white people Mexican.
Too soon.
Like we just assume.
Too soon.
You know, everybody uses too soon, but once in a while, it's just put in the right place.
Oh, I'm very sparing. You know who I use? This is going to sound like a total name drop, but Harlan Williams and I use it. That's the only person I use
it
with.
Who?
Harlan Williams.
Okay.
You know who he is.
Yeah.
Two-time guest of the About Last Night
Two-time
podcast.
Guest. So him and I use it a lot, and he actually got me started in it because then he would like call attention to the fact. You know, sometimes you do things and you're like, I don't realize that's like what I say a lot or what I...
Sure.
You know, and somebody's like, man, you do that a lot. And then you're like, oh, yeah. So every time I would say it, he'd be like, man, you love that too soon. He's like, you use it all the time, man.
See, I don't think you use it all the time. You just slip it in places. Yeah, hey, that's what she said.
Whoa. Let's bring that back.
He says whoa a lot, too. Whoa.
I desperately deep down want to be an 80s sitcom star.
Whoa.
You know what's funny? I heard somebody bring back 69 a couple days ago at a Coffee Bean. No joke.
I didn't think it ever went away.
Wait, for sure.
69 went away?
No, you know, no,
like
not
the actual thing?
Not the, like people doing it. Like,
I don't like doing it at all.
No, it's terrible.
Well,
but
no,
I'm talking about.
Are you serious? You don't like doing it at all?
No, I mean, I'll do it.
It's fun, but at the same time, I'm always ass aware.
I was just gonna say,
you know what I mean? Like, it's always like, okay, yeah, we're having fun right now, but where's the
ass? I
feel
like there's other things to do.
69 would never be interesting for you because the configuration.
Ah, see, but here you go. My torso's average size, so it works out.
Is everything average size?
Not everything.
No, he has a 45-inch penis. We'll be right back.
This is not
commercial break.
Yeah, right.
That's where we would take.
Just right there. Brad is a 45-inch penis. We'll be right back.
No, but I heard
sponsors.
But I heard a guy at the Coffee Bean. It was one of those things where not the act of it going away, but that where people comment or laugh when someone like references it, like somebody had said, the guy was like, hey, when did that song come out? And the guy was like, I think it was like 1968 or 1969. And one of the guys in the groups goes, 69.
Oh, that kind of laugh. Yeah, was gone a while ago.
And then he just kind of held it and he was like, right? That's a number with some substance to it.
Oh, no.
You know,
by the way,
say that, but
don't
it was,
tag it.
If you ever have to tag a joke with, you know what I mean? Right?
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
That's like half of stand-up
comedy. Yeah, it's like it's done. It's over at that point. It was not a good joke to begin with. If your tag is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people do that, right?
You know what I mean, right?
Right? Brad, introduce our guest.
Jessamy is here.
Can you say her name correctly? Jessamy Peluso.
Actually,
Jessamy Peluso.
You can say it that way. It's fine.
Jessamy.
I'll let him get away with it. The first time.
You have one of the coolest.
The 69th time, you can't.
Oh, 69, hey, like the right? Sexual position.
Am I right?
I love that. Hey. That's so funny.
Remember when that was big?
But no, I said right, though. Is it Jessamy or Jessamy?
Jessamy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Jessamy is fine.
Okay.
It's just, you know, it's just a different way to say it.
You're not only one of the coolest people I know, and that's.
Right.
Listen, you've been here.
But you have the coolest.
I just met you.
Yeah.
And
you're in love.
How dope
and
is
yeah,
in
exactly.
Love.
Yeah.
Absolutely in love with you.
Gorgeous,
I've got a hot Mexican girlfriend, but fuck that. She's not, you know what I mean?
I ran into the back of a Mexican woman today.
What's that? You ran into a what?
I've had the craziest like 24 hours here in LA.
Because you live in New York.
I live in New York.
And you come out here for Hollywood stuff.
Hollywood. Da, 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 da. I backed into.
Do you feel like that when you, since you don't come out here all that often? Do you have that type of glitz and glamour to it?
No, because I've been here many, many, many times. Okay. So
she's kind of a big deal, Adam.
I know.
I mean, she's kind of used to this whole thing.
I know. I know.
I mean, love it out here.
Adam Ray is the type of guy where, like, he's in one movie and he hangs the poster from the movie in know, his right? apartment.
I texted him photos when I was the last time I was flying to LA. I watched The Heat.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, well, there are other photos too. But then she texted me a photo of the movie. No, yeah, she saw it on the plane. Where were you coming from?
I sent him a tit pic of a lady next to me. I lifted up her shirt. Not gonna be my tit. I'm not gonna sacrifice
A. That could be a whole thing if somebody started doing that, like airplane, like secret titty shots or something.
Secret
tit
pics?
Where you were like, pull up.
I wish Virgin, because Virgin's so great, they have those little screens. They should have like a selfie option where you can just send tit pics to other seats.
Holy shit.
You can do that on Virgin?
I just think they should add it.
No, she's saying they should.
Yeah.
I would love to be like, hey, 13B. There's a 13B. Here's a 34C. There you go.
Wow.
Bam!
Wow.
That's what we do. See, we applaud.
Click on the draw.
Yeah, we applaud the good jokes here.
You know what, though? And Virgin would be the airline to implement that, because they're like with the cool neon lights and all their like all their stewardesses were ex-dancers, so like they're all like that's not really true fact at all. No, but
I was like, whoa,
they all look like they may have like tried porn.
Yeah, right? it's very like fresh and young. And
well,
kind of,
they
like
do have the send me a drink option where you could actually
send it to somebody.
Yeah,
what?
You can send drinks to people on the plane and say, hey, this is from, you know, 13B. Yeah, and you start texting with people like or like messaging over the plane.
I thought you could just do. They just had like the game options where you could be like, "Hey, who wants to play Hangman? Row F?
Yeah,
you down?
Yeah." But now one of the options is Mile High Club. You in? That's one of the things.
I mean, how can you? That's like such a blind way of going into it because you're facing forward,
right?
Like I was sandwiched in between like an 8-year-old and some drunk lady. Like,
so you had options.
You'd have to like really look at somebody and find them. Like you'd have to like stand up and be like,
well, yeah, you gotta like, you gotta like be the prairie dog in the moment, like pop up, like, is someone flirting with me? Is someone, please, someone flirt with me? I have nice eyes.
Who sent the ball photo? Which one of you sent the one ball? The one sun-dried tomato ball.
The captain comes out guilty. Not even flying.
That's why we have co-pilots.
Wait, so you came out, so you're out here for business, but I want to get into this real quick before we, you met Lionel Richie today or yesterday?
Today. I met Dennis Rodman last night.
Jesus.
Just a bunch of black men throwing themselves at me.
Is that your type?
I think it's, no, it's not my type. I've never.
But they love you.
It's not that it's not my type, I've just never done a black dude.
Right.
And I feel like.
You and I both.
Like in a.
Let's make it happen, I'll call Lionel Richie.
Woo! Hello.
Is it me you're fucking now?
That would be the parody. He's amazing.
Now.
Yo, that's like, that's a big deal. Easy like Sunday morning.
So
try to be
so
in a bad
easy.
Mood and listen to that on Sunday morning.
Try to be in a bad mood and listen to any of his songs.
Yeah.
Like I was walking by and I saw this enormous black dude, which wasn't Lionel Richie, it was his bodyguard. And I just looked at him and I was like, hey, hello. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
And then he just, you know, was like, hey, how you doing? And I said, I love you.
How much money do I get if I get the first line right? I've seen you in my dreams a thousand times.
You can sing, Adam. So,
my boy's
my
got
pants
pipes.
Are off. My pants are off.
This is the no pants resi dance.
Wait, here you go.
I mean, are you kidding
me?
Listen.
And in my dreams, I've kissed your lips. A thousand times.
My pants. Everybody's pants are off.
This is who you met today, Jason May.
here's the kicker right here. Ready?
He's gonna make it creepy. He just made it so creepy. You just.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's there?
Is it me?
Somebody get the goddamn door.
I can see it in your eyes.
Saul, will you get the door? I've got no pants on.
I'm watching Wheel of Fortune, Bethany.
Just get the door.
How many times do I have to answer a door one night? We order pizza. We order burritos. We order fried steak.
There's some black guy at the door.
There's always a black guy at the door.
Well, this one's got big lips. Real big lips.
That narrows it down.
We'll be right back with more old racist white people in just a second.
I can't breathe.
So you. Woo! So what was the dialogue that was exchanged between you and LR?
I just, you just said LR.
Yeah.
Somebody on Instagram and Twitter, they're saying LR, like the photo, they're like LR. That's like, people are like,
people feel cool
up.
If they abbreviate.
I was just like, you don't understand. And he goes, no, no, you don't understand. He's very funny. He's very playful. And I was like, I love you. Can I take a photo? And he's like, yeah, let's do this. So I took a shot of him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what are you doing out in L.A.? And I was like, I'm taping Chelsea Lately. I do stand-up comedy. And he's like, oh, that's great. That's great. Tell Chelsea I said hello. I love her. Wow. And I gave him my business card like a nerd.
No, great. Come on.
Why not? Come out to a show. He's like, I would love to.
Dude, stand-up, we talked about this many times. And actually, Dane brought this up when he was on the show. He's like, dude, how great is it? When he first met John Lasseter and or when he does a movie, he goes, and I invite these people on the set to come out and see shows. I think that's how he said he got the Mr. Brooks movie. Yeah. Because Kevin Costner, he like met him somehow and he goes, hey, come out to a show. And then he came out and then he was like, oh, do you act? What? Like, it's a sure. great thing to be able to continue relationships
yeah.
and let people see you in a
showcase,
you know,
it and just yes. be like, hey, come to a show. And then they yes. see you and they're like, oh, so. So we take the photo, and we're just chatting for a few minutes. And
so when's he coming over tonight is my next question.
No, but then I go to the restaurant to go meet for lunch, and then he comes into the restaurant.
Hey, now.
Yeah. Lionel Richie totally stalked me today. And then he comes over to the table, and he's like,
did he
we're going to meet up.
Please said hello. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said hello.
But did he like – what if he was like, is it you I'm looking for? I'm just kidding. Lionel, nice to meet you.
He quotes his own songs. He's that guy.
Yeah.
I would do that. Oh, my God.
So, hey, man, I'm going to get drunk and dance on the ceiling later. How about you?
So he says, what's up at the restaurant?
Yeah, he was like, hey, what's up? He's like, I'm taking her out later. That's what he said to my agent. And yeah,
there
I was like,
go.
Well, yeah, you are.
Can I be honest? A little jealous.
Fulfill it.
A little jealous. Yeah. Not of Lionel, of you.
Yeah. Oh,
I
want to
go
you.
Out with Lionel.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Could give too two could give joking. Could give two fucks totally about taking
joking.
You out.
Yeah, totally joking. You both can S my D.
What is your
my big black D?
My big.
You talked to one black guy,
hello?
And now you got one.
Is it this dick you're sucking for?
Sucking. Wow, what a great lyric.
Yeah, let's just keep doing different variations of that one line.
Hello. Hello. Is it sickle cell you got? Wow. I went dark there. I went.
Yeah.
How do you go dark in a black joke? Come
I
on,
know.
Brad. Come on, guy.
I just wish Lionel Richie would come in with like my head, my clay head. And just put it on the table and walk away and not say
whose
anything.
Whose idea was that for that video? Being like, Arlo, so you're going to be in love with this girl. Okay? She's blind.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Hey, are you still
some
with me?
Some guy who's got a daughter who does pottery and just wanted to showcase her work. Rachel does really good pottery.
Oh, my God. He's like the Judd Apatow of like music video directors.
Of pottery kids.
Oh, my God.
Judd Apatow in Funny People is making you watch recital footage of his actual kids' recital.
It's insane.
Not fake kids.
It was moving. It was
not even
moving.
Real kids' fake recital.
Yeah, it was
real
great.
Kids.
They were great, though.
It was emotionally moving.
Real
I have
recital.
To say.
It was a great moment. But in the back of my head, I'm going, I'm watching fucking home
movies. I'm watching
movies.
Home movies.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm mad about it or happy about it, but it's just like I had to acknowledge the fact that he put actual like.
The worst
hey, look
part
at my kids.
Is like his daughter's doing this like magnificent Broadway play. My home movies. I'm still trying to stick the square into the circle when I was like. 10.
Yeah, but that's impossible.
My mom's like,
honest.
You're such an idiot. Like, that's my home.
That's
movie.
A trick. That's a trick. That's like wow. That's like the Rubik's Cube. No one's ever actually solved it.
Isn't that great? That's like, happened. No one. Are those home movies still around for viewing? Or?
Yeah. Okay. I watched a few of my.
It's weird to go back and look at some of that
it's
stuff.
It's so weird. Like, you don't realize. I mean, I know all kids are goofy, but like with all my comedy friends, like we have stories about when we were kids. Like there's a video of me and my mom's taping and my neighbor's is there. She's like 12 at the time. My mm-hmm. sister's like 12 and I'm like, whatever. I was like 4 years younger than my sister. I can't do math.
That's why we're comics.
But,
yeah, exactly.
My mom pans to Sarah, the neighbor, and she goes, Sarah, say hello. And Sarah's like, hello. And then she pans to my sister and she's like, Emily, say hello. And Emily's like, hello. She pans to me and she's like, Jessie Mae, say hello. And I'm like, poop.
That's fucking God, I love you so much.
Poop joke.
Oh my God.
At age 8.
Oh,
that's
God.
So great. You know what though?
Love
this,
it.
This that's so awesome though. But like look. Like that's so great.
And that to this day, you know.
You know my nieces.
I make poop jokes.
Yeah, but Brit, and you get
jokes.
Paid for it.
And I get paid for it.
My nieces who are 4-year-old girls, right? I asked
I'm
them what they
steal them.
Yeah, I know. They're incredible. I asked them what they want to be for Halloween.
You can say it and it's cute. If I go, I'm going to steal your 4-year-old yeah. nieces.
I'm on my cell phone like we got a little guy that's going to take these little girls.
Brad will dress up like another little like a little boy and he'd be like, "Hey guys, like,
wait, dress up like a little boy like the 4'4" frame right. isn't enough.
We'll just get you some overalls and some galoshes.
Yeah. Here's how I
dress up like a Bernstein bear.
Nobody fucks with a Bernstein bear.
Nobody fucks with a Bernstein bear. Here's how I dress up as a little boy. I shave. Done. Costume over. It's good.
So I ask him, I go, what do you guys want to be? And one of them goes, I'm going to be a turtle. because my sister let him pick. And I go, what are you going to be, bro?
Like
to
turtles.
The other one? And she goes, I go, what are you going to be? And she goes, I go, you're going to be a fart? And she just starts laughing. I go, brilliant.
That's awesome.
Has anyone ever dressed up as a fart for Halloween? What color
I've never
would a fart?
Seen it.
What color would a fart be?
Well, first,
I mean,
mine question. Would be leopard print.
I mean,
yeah, well, you'd have to be a slutty fart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So be a
My fart's
slutty
still
fart.
Slutty.
Yeah, exactly.
My fart's still slutty. Is that your next comedy album title? My fart's still slutty.
By the way, I love that it's still. Like, as if there was an album before that was like, My Fart's Slutty. And now the sequel to My Fart's Slutty.
You know, my fart started off kind of hoary.
I still know what you did last summer.
My fart.
My fart's still
slutty. That sounds like Neve Campbell's album if she did comedy. My fart's still slutty.
My fart went through a refractory period where she found Jesus.
Refractory period.
Wow.
That was your word of the day, you asshole.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
I was trying to use your word of the day.
It was.
Who says refractory?
Nobody.
This asshole.
Nobody.
So,
your whole movies must have been boring.
I think there's our hashtag for the episode. Hashtag my fart still slutty.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, tweet at Jesse May. What is your Twitter, by the way?
My fart's still slutty. No. It's just Jesse May Peluso.
So tweet at Jesse May Peluso. My fart is still slutty.
Which, by the way,
we try to do a hashtag every show.
Yeah,
you I like
have
that.
You have like what over 300,000 followers.
I'm almost at 300,000.
Fucking bananas to me. So when we first met at Gotham, right,
mm-hmm.
and
fell in love,
obviously,
and then we start talking, and then
he shoved his tongue down my throat.
Yep, very aggressive.
That's his opening move. That's how he said hi to me.
That's how I say hello. And then I looked at, we talk, and then I look down. I was like, oh, well, let's see, look at her Twitter, and because you mentioned about the girl code, and then you're like, yeah, and I think you had just turning point happened where you obtained a lot of followers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because you're like, yeah, it's crazy, I'm getting all these followers. I'm like, oh, how many did you have?
Well, because someone named you like funniest person to follow on Twitter or one of the funniest people to follow on Twitter.
Huffington Post said that.
Yeah, Huffington Post.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
How did you? I've told you this before. You're so funny on Girl Code. And that show, I feel like it's for women, but I watch it a lot.
Guys,
it's
like
fucking
it's
hilarious,
for guys,
man.
It's like
guys
it,
watch it.
Yeah, because you watch it as like, okay, this is what they really think.
Yeah, no,
I need tips.
Totally. And I guess there probably is subconsciously there's a part of me watching it for that. But I guess I'm so entertained because I'm like really impressed because you guys are so quick. You're all so quick, and obviously I know that in those types of tapings, you will tape for a little while, but still like.
Did you just blow a snot rocket?
I just burped off mic. Oh.
Was so respectable.
Was it not as far off mic as I thought it was?
I thought you just blew a snot rocket.
Yeah, I just ate
peripheral.
Something, man. I
no,
just
because
something.
No,
I'm listening to Adam talk about the show, and I'm like, this asshole just blew a snot rocket in my periphery?
I did not blow a snot rocket, because everyone knows if a midget blows a snot rocket, there's a rainbow trail behind it.
Hilarious.
And there was no rainbow trail.
Hilarious.
So you know that was just a burp, and it smells like peppermint.
There are every show we end up creating like false midget stereotypes because first
refractory.
Of all, every time a midget says refractory on a podcast,
fart gets its wings.
See,
there you go.
A fart.
I have the power to give a fart wings. That's what I do.
What's up, Red Bull?
deal with that.
Deal with that. No, but so the girl code following though is bananas.
It's crazy.
You gotta just talk
it's
about
really
that because like you, what were you doing before that show, and then. Once you got on that, how has your life changed? But like, obviously, you went from how many? Because when you're saying you got a lot more Twitter followers, how many more?
I had like before Girl Code started, I had like 9,000 or like 10,000, something like that.
Jesus.
And I was trying desperately to hang on to every single one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
It goes from like 10,000 to 9,000.
Look at my old home movies.
Yeah.
Look how funny I was.
It's so weird how that happens, though. Like, when you look, and not that you're paying attention to your followers all the time, but if you see the number and then you check back, like, a few minutes later to see, like, how a tweet's doing, if it hasn't retweets, if you see you lost, like, 3 followers, you're like, what did
Where'd
I do?
Go? Where'd you go?
How could I win you back?
Why'd you leave? And then you realize they're not there anymore at all. Like, no one, they're not going to see it at all.
Right. You can't, you can't tweet, why'd you leave?
Where'd you leave?
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's like, they left. They can't read this. But yeah, I was just doing stand-up and auditioning. I had auditioned for MTV for a few times. I did Philosophy. That was a show before Girl Code. And then I got Girl Code. And the night I remember it premiering. And then Carly and I were just at a bar afterwards with the executive producer and director. And our Twitter, like the phones were just going off.
Just
like,
nonstop buzzing.
It was one of MTV's highest. It was the most social show that they have.
Fuck.
Like
nice.
Just
also you're in such a great like at the peak of like social media cross promo with the show that that I mean, you guys do such a good job with like the hashtag stuff, and then right like before you cut to a commercial break,
it's a hashtag thing.
Yeah,
it's very very social friendly show.
That's, also, you guys come perfect. Across in those talking head things so much as like just yourselves, and that's you know so that people probably. If they
think they know us.
Yeah, totally.
And that's a big, you know, that's the big allure of the show because it's very relatable and the girls are just like, you know, oh my God, you say it. It's kind of like Sex and the City in the sense that you can relate to certain.
Oh, they probably
off. The show.
Oh, totally, right?
Do you get messages like that? Yeah, I bet there's girls all over going, I'm a Jessa May.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I'm a Jessa May, and that means slightly white trash and I like prisoners. And I might be a lesbian. That's apparently what everyone thinks about me.
And I say SMID.
And I say SMID.
That's crazy. So you do, and what's like the young, because the demo for MTV is obviously like what, 8 to 9 year old boys? No. All right. So don't quote me.
So her middle name is Sandusky all of a sudden?
12 to 30 something.
Girls.
Yeah.
But men are watching it, this show.
Men are watching because of the show, because of guy code. So because
MTV
like,
has been like so female driven for the last like five, 6 years. Yeah. They've been trying to get like, I mean, Jersey Shore, I guess, pulled some dudes back in. But not the dudes that
not
you want.
Not the type of dudes that I would ever trust to leave my drink with.
What? You don't like guys with a bottle of gel in their hair and like to punch girls in the face?
Oh, my God. Oh, with one fist in the air, puffing.
Some lady, I was just in St. Louis this weekend doing shows, and this woman walks out. And you know, I do a joke about my hair looking as it is and like fist pumping or whatever. And this woman goes, I get the Pauly D thing, but I don't like it. And I go,
what?
Oh, sorry? Yeah. I don't know what to say right now. And she goes, it's just a little much, and I don't like it.
The look or your joke?
My look, my haircut.
Everything about him. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Every fiber of his being she doesn't like.
And she went on this little rant, and I had to humor that point. I can't just go, okay, well, thanks for coming. Like, I just am like, oh, well, tell me, I would love to hear your whole reasoning for this.
Oh, my God.
And like, and she's like, it's just like those types of men with those haircuts, you know what they are. She went on this whole thing, and she talked about the show, and I was like, I'm not that guy, though. That's why I joke about the hair, you know. And she's like, yeah, but it just doesn't work. So, anyway.
Oh, my God. People take it so seriously.
Well, but like, but in a way, that's a compliment to your stand-up because I feel that people talk to you like that after shows because they see you perform for an hour. And if you do the kind of material where they feel like they now know you, like you talk about yourself and what you
say.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're friends now. It's like, we're not exactly friends.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking the whole time. I don't know anything about you.
It's a weird thing. Stand-up's a weird thing. People feel like it seems effortless, so they're all like, oh, I can. My cousin Tony says I should get up there sometime.
Yeah, I'm really fucking funny.
I'm funny, I do a good time at the family reunion, everyone laughs.
I always do a scene on the piano where like, I act like I can play, but I can't. People love it.
I love it.
I sit down and I go, hey, who wants to hear some Beethoven? And I just fucking play Hot Cross Buns. But it's good. But like, you know, it's funny. Well, remember, Mark. Mark Sartella and Justin May and I did Levity.
Oh my God, that drive up was so funny. Picking on him.
Oh man,
we tore him
so
apart.
Great.
And friend of the show, Mark Sartella.
Yeah. And then the drive back, we were in traffic for like 9 hours. What did we play some games? Didn't we?
We
did we play 21 questions?
Oh my God, that was such a long drive back.
Yeah, it was like 9 hours. But anyway, I bring up Mark because the whole people talking to people after we did a weekend with Brad at the Ice House.
Oh,
these guys come up to Mark at us at this bar afterwards, and one of them goes to Mark. He's like, he feels like he knows us, and he can just like joke with us the way that we were joking on stage. And he goes, hey man, so what is he exactly? He goes,
thank God I don't look like you. Or
it was something
that?
Like, it was something like, man, if you can get girls, like you get girls.
Right.
He's like, man, if you can get girls, and I can get girls. Some,
or like,
some
there's hope for me.
There's hope for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Mark, like,
it's
I heard
a
it
horribly backhanded.
Oh, she's
right.
So awful. And I see Mark's face just kind of transform to like, and he kind of like goes, the fuck did you just say? Like, he kind of goes, what did you just say to me? And the guy was like, I just said, like, it's, hey, man, if you can do it, then I can do
it. It's like a movie moment.
And Mark just got in his face, man, and just goes, you fucking better fucking watch yourself right now, because I'm going to fucking kick your fucking
ass. You sound just like him.
Yeah, and like.
Did he say all this in a tight black tank top?
Rocks those tanks, man. Rocking the tanks. Rocking the tanks.
Oh, my God.
Rocking the tanks.
We ran into each other in the street. Rocking the tanks. Are you doing it?
Yeah, I just feel like that'd be a great music video where you're strolling through different locations of
rocking
Los Angeles
tanks.
In a different color tank top.
Don't give that idea away.
Right. In church.
Shoot that?
Rocking the tanks.
It's actually a great
I'm
idea.
Not even kidding.
For American Apparel?
Fuck American Apparel.
At a funeral, rocking the tanks.
Jesse May and Adam Ray rocking the tanks.
Yeah. Jesse May and Adam Ray. Whoa. Why are we not on the road together right now?
It sounds perfect.
I know.
Jesse May and Adam Ray. It sounds like a southern mom is calling you to dinner. Jesse May, Adam Ray.
I rang that dinner bell. You want those potatoes?
Billy Bob, get back here.
Her potatoes.
Why do we have to be hillbillies?
I don't know. Wait,
hillbillies.
You say that you're white trash, though. Why do you say that?
No, I don't. People have made. Yeah.
You grew up in upstate.
Said that I am like white trash.
Upstate New York, but.
I saw like the hate that people, you know.
Right. But I saw in some interview you said that like your name, because your other siblings have names that are like.
Well, my mom's Nancy Lou.
Right.
And my sister's Emily Jane. So I'm Jessie awesome. May.
Okay, so.
There's like Little House on the Prairie like type.
Yeah.
Jim Bob, good night.
Jim Bob.
Good night, Ray Stevenson. No, that's not
Ray
one.
Stevenson.
Yeah, that's like an author of Judy Blume books.
That's my lawyer. That's weird.
When did you start stand up?
I started stand up. The first time I ever got on stage was when I was 19, and that was in Boston.
Why'd you think you were funny?
Because it wasn't so much I thought I was funny, it was just I didn't want to do anything else. Like, I just was too lazy.
That's such a big part of it, I think, for just a lot of us, right?
Just from day one?
Yeah, just I knew I never wanted to work in an office. I knew I never wanted a boss.
Yeah.
I was always class clown, like, every year.
Sure.
I didn't know what that meant. I was just like, oh, okay, well, I'm just me.
Else was. But there's never, like, five class clowns, though. And even if there are, it's like, I feel like you kind of seed it out. Like, even at that age, like, you're like
the one funny.
Yeah, like there's somebody maybe like one of the guys who thinks he's the class clown is the guy who like swaps out the water cooler for scalding hot water,
right?
So that it burns people's lips.
Right.
Like, how classic was that? It's like, dude, you're a dick.
You're a dick clown.
You're a dick clown.
But there's always the one guy and girl normally like in the high school where whenever there's a school assembly, like even the teachers come up to them and go, "Can you make our announcement funny?
Sure.
Can you come like do this kind of thing?"
Yeah. Were you that? Was that you?
Totally.
That's awesome.
I've done. They have like in the morning on the speaker.
Yeah, I did morning announcements.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, I did morning announcements.
I did that too.
We all did it.
Wow.
Good.
So great.
Morning, Sunny Hills.
Oh my,
that was me. Sunny Hills High School, the high school that sounds like a retirement home.
Oh my God, it does.
Right?
Please
Sunny
tell
Hills?
Me you would make references to that. Oh, today we're serving applesauce again. Remember to take your pills, Ethel.
Change your bedpans, everybody. Change your bedpans.
Yeah. I mean, like, because I did it with a partner, my best buddy Ozzy, who I'm still friends with to this day.
Sure.
And we did like, you've met Ozzy.
Yeah.
We do like a whole Laurel and Hardy like routine. Like we do announcements. I was the crazy one. He was the straight guy. You're like, Brad, calm down. The sloppy joes aren't that bad. They're insane, Ozzy.
Oh my God. You guys were shitty morning radio before
we were
you
shitty,
even got to do it.
Hey,
little
what's
did you
up?
Know you would be
what's up everyone? Welcome to the Sunny Hills Morning Zoo. What's happening here?
Boy, that was a loud duck or whatever.
What animal was that?
I was trying
what
to
animal
weird...
was that? Her face right now trying to figure out you were almost crying. What
panda?
By the way, we just experienced my favorite Adam Ray-ism, and that's when he really starts laughing. He goes really high. What the fuck is that?
I know.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
I know, I do.
Now he's like trying to be manly and low. Like, no, I don't do that. I don't do that at all.
Really,
see, I have to break Adam down right now because of my hair. I'm feeling very insecure about it.
I think it looks cool.
Well, but see, this
is
isn't normal.
Do you
something?
Really like it?
Yeah, I do. I think it's cool.
Really? I also dig it. That's why I said I think you got to leave it. Here's Brad is in an Eminem tribute band.
Shut up.
It's called Mini M&Ms.
Brad did a handstand in a bucket of Clorox.
So quick.
Yeah.
So for Halloween, if our viewers, obviously you can't see this shit, Brad's, the top of his head is blonde and his sides are not blonde. They're brown.
And the reason I did it.
You were Eminem for
No.
I was something way better.
Brad was Miley Cyrus, in the Wrecking Ball.
Clint hair.
So funny.
Hair.
Yo, by the way, tweet at Brad Miley Cyrus's clit hair. hashtag. That's a long hashtag if you can shorten it.
Yeah, if you can figure it out.
If you can figure it out.
So what I
Show
did.
Show the picture.
Because there was tons of people going as Miley Cyrus.
My cousin did.
Yeah, but they
how
all.
Was your cousin?
But they all went.
She looked just like her.
No shit. Wait, how old is she though?
29.
Okay, that's fine.
But they all went from the VMA performance, Miley Cyrus. I did Wrecking Ball, Miley Cyrus.
Oh!
I wish I was taking a picture of Jesse May's face.
Thunder thighs.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, the dude's got a lower half.
I got dwarf thighs. So, yeah, a blonde hair.
That, and you have a wrecking ball hanging from your ball.
I have an absolute.
That's
yeah.
like what they do in an Amazonian tribe. That's yeah. like a yeah. traditional.
That's like Viagra before Viagra. Yeah.
And by the way, I'm holding that wrecking ball between my balls. I was doing Kegels for months.
Amen.
Training
Kegels.
For that. And so that's me.
That's awesome.
If you want to see that picture of me as Miley Cyrus from the Wrecking Ball video, go to my Instagram at Brad Williams Comic.
You're gonna
and you
want
can
to see
that.
It.
Yeah.
Do you? That's fun. That's an amazing. Did you dress up?
I recycled a costume
nice.
That I had.
Nothing wrong with that.
I was I took a Wonder Woman costume and kind of cut it up and made it Blonder Woman. Real, real creative. I traded out the W for a B.
I'm a fan of that.
I put like a leopard print B on there.
Nice.
And then a B on my butt.
Sure.
And then everyone just thought I was Booty Girl. And I was like, okay.
Is that a character?
I don't
know.
I just,
why not?
Yeah, why not?
Is Booty Girl a new superhero? And fucking saves rap videos?
Oh my
quick,
god.
Quick, this song sucks. Cut to a Booty Girl.
Lil Wayne is making a new video and it sucks. Call Booty Girl.
I just go in and just bounce my little
hilarious.
Asian boy ass.
Perfect. That it's not little Asian boy.
It now, is little Asian boy. It's now, teeny.
Now, do you feel pressure? Because, like, as a comic, I feel like everyone's looking at me to have the funny costume for Halloween. Like, do you feel pressure, like, from your friends to be, like, the funny... Like the funny costume or whatever
you're saying because of, like being on TV and stuff. Like,
only because most of my friends now, mm-hmm. besides like two, are comedians.
Okay,
so it's
and
just,
over the age of 70. So
yeah,
it's,
yeah, and also yeah, yeah, and they're dead. All of them are dead.
Can you imagine?
So I go.
So sad.
But I feel more pressure when I go home to be like the funny. You know?
Do you really?
Like, okay. Just like comic relief for the.
Is your is your family funny?
My mom's very dry, sarcastic. My dad's goofy, pull my finger type of dude.
Hilarious, and that's where you get it from.
Yeah,
good
and
combo.
So you like to make them laugh now.
I do. I, you know, it's they go to every single show. Like if I do shows in Syracuse. Like I was just there with Doug Stanhope.
Yeah.
They come out to every show that I do.
Syracuse Funny Bone?
No, the Palace Theater.
Oh right, because Stanhope doesn't do the Funny
yeah.
Bone. Yeah, yeah,
so
exactly.
I produce that.
How's that them seeing you at the theater?
They love it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's funny because my mom's like, did you have to talk about me in your skits?
Sure. Your skits.
Your bits about your mom are great.
But then she's like, she loves it.
She loves it.
She
yeah.
loves
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
She hates it,
that
but she loves it.
Just
yeah, exactly.
Fronting. She loves that shit.
Perfect.
What did you, I always ask people on this who were comics, like, what was there, like, one moment where you were like, that you did something that you were like, you recognized the response you got that made you think, like, oh, I want to keep making people laugh because that made me feel good? Or, was it just a result of not wanting to do anything else, like you said, or?
I mean, my parents separated when I was really young, and I think the normal tension and stress that comes along with that, and I was the youngest of four girls, so I think I just was funny to try and calm everybody down.
Right.
That's what my therapist and I have. I've narrowed it down.
That's why I need to go to therapy. But I keep taking anytime
good.
I hear. But like that's exactly why I did it. So when I hear things like that, I go,
yeah.
I don't need to go to therapy.
Yeah, yeah,
I just fucking,
yeah. You're welcome. You owe me.
I just jumped on your
$150.
Just jumped on your bandwagon,
jackass.
So and what would you do to like make the calm things down? Like
I did impressions as a child. I did like I had a.
I think that's a go to for a lot of kids.
Yeah,
right off the bat.
Sure.
Because you watch a lot
mimicry,
of stuff,
yeah.
And children learn by mimicking. That's
yeah.
like just how it's a natural learning.
Who would you
process.
Do?
I made up some evangelical priest.
Nice.
Wow.
It's
highbrow.
I did George Bush. I did
one or two.
One.
Okay.
I did Jim Carrey. I
yes,
did,
that's all I did.
Sam Kinison.
Jesus.
Holy crap.
Richard Pryor.
Wow.
Okay, so
I did,
you
like,
were.
These...
Oh, so you were bred
you're
to be
advanced.
A stand up because you knew who Richard Pryor was.
Oh, I knew who he was when
she
I
was doing
like
Rita
six.
Rudner. Fucking all the greats.
Oh, the Pryor, Kinison, Rudner.
You know what? Rudner. Do you know who I love?
She was on a bill somewhere like that.
Everybody makes fun of me. I loved Paula Poundstone.
I love Paula Poundstone.
I love
so clever.
Her.
She was like an edgier Ellen, right?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, and
she wore the shit out of that jacket.
Oh, that suit.
Shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Jesus, comfortable lineman. Shoulders to sit on, that lady.
Oh, shit.
No wonder she was a yeah. lesbian.
Our shoulder
sit
pads.
Come over here and sit on these shoulders.
Like, that kind of
if you
nice.
Say that, you
like,
for
no.
sure love
oh,
vagina.
Oh, wow, this is comfortable.
Yeah, sit on my shoulders is like a dead giveaway.
Sit on my shoulders. What was that song? Puppy Love, and they
call it. Put your head
it.
On my shoulder.
Oh, not sit on my shoulders. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is that like as yet? Who is that? That's a 90s R&B group.
No, it's like really old, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
is it SWV?
Put your head on my shoulders.
I gotta be honest.
Slip your finger in my butt.
Whoa, are those the words?
No,
I'm pretty sure they are.
I feel like that was. I literally thought that was a group that SWV that did. I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak.
I lose all control inside. There's something burning my clit.
Yeah, 112. You think you're original?
Yeah, right.
Go back 112.
Wait. Going back to Paula Poundstone.
Okay. No, we're done with PP.
Wait, listen. One more thing.
We're done with
tell
double
you about.
P.
You're right. You'll like this.
All right, please.
I was doing a show at this brewing company in New York City, mm-hmm.
and she was there hammered at the
she
bar.
She was there doing a show.
Oh, get out.
The venue split into two rooms. Mm-hmm. My room was in the other room, and she was in the main room. And I walked by, I was like, holy shit, I love Paula Poundstone. So I snuck in and watched a little bit of her show, and then I went and performed. And in the middle of my performance...
That's kind of a crazy moment, right?
Crazy moment. Yeah. In the middle of my
even if
set,
you're a fan, not a fan, or you are. Like,
yeah, you're just like, I'm performing in a room next to Paula Poundstone.
Yeah.
In the middle of my set, she comes into the room with her microphone still on. She's still doing a performance.
What the fuck?
Because what was going on in my
it's
room
too loud.
Was interrupting her show.
Oh, my God.
It's on video. I have it on a video.
What a compliment to you.
Yeah, I honestly was like, I'm a big fan of yours. I'd like, you know,
you're like, I'm sorry. I'll turn it down.
Yeah, I'll stop being funny. I'm so sorry.
What did she say when she came in?
She was like, what the hell is going on?
Because she
this
probably
room?
Told her audience, like, I'm going to go in there and figure this
That's
out.
That's exactly what she
doesn't
said.
Sound like that at all.
She's
by the
Jackie
way.
Mason.
Yeah. Jackie Mason means that.
I'm going to
go in there and figure it out.
Just another variation of a Jewish person.
I'm going to figure
when
it out.
You don't know the person's voice, just do an old Jewish one.
Go to Jew.
That's incredible. Now, who were your stand up influences? Like what funny people made you go, oh, I kind of want to be on an MTV show someday?
Well, I am
Pauly Shore, obviously.
Obsessed with Pauly Shore.
Oh, it doesn't skip a beat.
Gallagher made a really big impact.
I'm going to jump in for one second because your Paula Poundstone story kind of happened with me and Gallagher. I was doing crackers in Annapolis. Yes.
Were Springs.
Yes, that's
strawberries
the name of a club.
In the produce area.
Exactly. I was about to go on stage, and they walk up to me and say, hey, there's someone who wants to meet you before the show. And I said, all right, cool. And I'm thinking it's like a Make-A-Wish kid.
Yeah,
damn. You know, because obviously, if you're going to die of cancer, your last wish is to meet Brad Williams, dwarf comedian.
Sure.
Hello. Obviously, you probably think as a midget, I could cure your cancer. That's what you're probably thinking.
Wow.
Get up in there and just take it away.
So I walk back there, and Gallagher's back there. He's like, hi, my wife is a big fan of yours, and I'm just here to watch the show. And I'm like, go on stage, fucker. Like,
yeah.
Like, go on.
Wait, and do what, though?
He's like,
here's an apricot. It's all I got. Watch
it's
out
not
going to
be as funny.
And so, like, and he sits, like, fourth row, and Gallagher's not the exact kind of guy that can, like, blend in.
That stash or that...
Right, with the crazy hair. Yeah. So, like, I'm doing my show.
Do you
and
have a striped shirt and suspenders on, too?
And he's like, yeah, and his date, his wife is actually the sledge-o-matic. It's not an actual woman. It's like the sledgehammer just sitting right there.
With fake eyelashes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like those bugs that go around and, like, sell makeup. The bugs with the fake eyelashes. So, like, I'm doing my jokes, and you look over to Gallagher, and I watch the special of him jumping on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a fan of Gallagher. And he's just sitting, and like, when I made him laugh, it was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's
oh my
insane.
God, oh my God, love. It was just nuts. So I'm sorry. Back to your story.
No,
that's
fine.
So you're.
No, there's always room for a Gallagher tangent.
No, that's fine. Please just top my story with a Gallagher story.
You basically
no,
just smashed.
Yours, no,
you
yours
were the watermelon in that, and he just fucking smashed the shit out of you.
Thank you for turning me into Gallagher's watermelon. Now, smashing my.
No, but who were you? Who were your like comedy like people that made you?
I mean, for me, my dad and I always used to watch Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor movies.
Nice,
and those are
stir
my,
crazy
to this day. My favorite. I own them all on DVD. Yeah. I love. I'm obsessed with Gene Wilder. I met him once, and I love him.
I wish Jeff Richards were here right now so we could hear the Gene Wilder impression.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
He was amazing. But I like Sam Kinison, Bill Hicks, obviously Carlin.
Yeah.
But Jim Carrey was a huge. I feel like for me, like In Living Color was so big.
That was it. Mm-hmm. That was it for me.
It was so Wasn't big.
No,
for
it was
me.
Yeah, huge.
So I mean, how long now since like how long have you been a touring headlining comedian now?
For almost like I started to do it before Girl Code. I started to do a few shows, mm-hmm. and now like there's actual fans that know me that are coming out.
Isn't that a weird transition when people are actually there for you, yeah. and you don't have to win them over at
it's
that
really
point?
It's really weird. It's yeah. weird, but it also, like you're talking about, like validating, like it just kind of, it's calmed me down on stage and it's made me funnier because mm-hmm. I'm calmer.
Feel and, safer, yeah.
And I feel safer. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't need to prove as much.
Right, and that's something that stand-up audiences really need to realize is that we're better when it's like, if all the audience comes together and it's like, we're going to support, we're going to laugh, we're having a good time, that fuels us.
Yeah.
We're on there and then our brain starts like, oh my God, they love this shit. I want to keep going.
Yeah,
and
that's when you start to write on stage.
Yeah, you try different creative things because you want to impress them.
There's trust in the room.
Absolutely. So yeah. it really helps. Like those types of audiences really allow you. So when you get your fans to come out, that's when you really start to be like, okay, now I can play.
Yeah.
Now I can have fun because there's not that fear of, oh, if I try
Are
something
new.
Laugh?
Do they like me?
Oh my God, it's going to be terrible.
The first stand-up show I ever did was in Boston, and then we just did the Wilbur Theater, me, Chris, and Carly, and we sold it out, and it was amazing.
Wilbur Theater, everybody.
Sold it out.
Wilbur Theater.
And when I did it, honestly, it was one of those sets where it, you don't think it could get any better.
Sure.
It just like mm-hmm. I was in the zone. I didn't miss a beat. I played with a couple of things. I did a little crowd work. Like just all the things you learn along the way, it just kind of culminated into this moment. And at the end, I was just like, I almost got emotional. I was like, I started in Boston and like to come back and do it.
Yeah, that's
like
oh, yeah.
this. It yeah. was just, it was so.
And you see like a little silhouette in the back, do a slow clap, and then the light spots on it. It's Rita Rudner. And she's holding a mic and she goes, "You're interrupting my show at the Quiznos next door, you fucking bitch." That was
your dream scenario.
No, that's incredible.
Just me.
That's like,
I'm honest to God falling in love with you right now, but I have to say something that I read
falling
online.
Falling in love.
I read something online.
Hello. Is
I have to know if this is true because this will dramatically hinder our relationship. That is.
If you're about to talk shit about John Stamos, we're going to fight outside.
Oh, wow.
Is that what it was?
That what it was! That's what it was!
You can't change how you feel about me because we're so cosmically connected that I read your mind.
Ugh. Yeah,
but I
right.
hate. Okay, here's my thing with John Stamos.
Well, also, anytime this is a testament to Stamos when he's being thought of or discussed or about to be mentioned,
he makes
like
money.
People, yeah, he makes money. Yeah,
he gets a check.
Yeah, and a baby dwarf gets its wings. But also, like, there's that you both have that look in your eye of like Stamos, like yeah. there's like
Stamos,
and it's usually. Damn you, Stamos, or it's like, fuck me, Stamos.
Well, you each have a completely different take on the Stamos situation.
Okay.
Because Justin May, I think you would like to be his wife.
Well, here's the thing. I love
Mistress?
Stamos. You tell me your thing. You
okay.
tell me. I'm not leading this off. You kick this.
Okay,
first.
Here's the thing. I was doing a show, Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Is this going to change my opinion of Stamos?
Maybe.
No.
Okay. I don't know. Well, or enhance it. Not sure. Bob Saget was on the show that I'm on that time, and he walks up to me, and I've known Saget for a while, and he just walks up and goes, "You got to come over here right now." And I say, "Why?" He goes, "Stamos is here. He's afraid of midgets."
And you're like, "That's
and
insulting,
I'm like,
but sure."
Yeah, and I'm like, "Well, me, I'm just like game on." So,
you were?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I got to.
So
also, Brad doesn't want to know when he's going to meet Stamos again.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you got to meet Stamos.
Was it a real fear?
Oh yeah.
How is that even a thing?
It
is.
Would he get bit by a dwarf when he was four? It's not like you're
hilarious.
Hey, you know what? That should be a lesson to all you guys. If you get bit by a dwarf, you look like John Stamos.
Wow.
So I think everyone just needs to go out there and get bit by a dwarf.
Well, you know what, though? But we've talked about this. Like, it's one of those things that, like, not a lot of people have come into contact with little people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they create these fake, like, possibilities because
of what could happen.
Yes, like Stamos literally in this picture they take has a face of like, I hope Brad doesn't put his arm around me because I'll turn to stone probably.
Okay, so tell me yeah. how it went down. So Saget was like, Stamos over here,
yeah,
scared of shit of dwarves.
Yeah, so then so Saget brings me over and Stamos is talking with someone, and when he turns around, I'm there. And just the look on his face. You could see the thought process that ran through his head. The thought process was, holy shit, I'm uncomfortable, but then, holy shit, I'm in public, and I'm John Stamos, so I can't look at this dwarf and be like, what the fuck?
I can't have my feelings come to fruition.
Yes, I can't do that. So he's like toying with these emotions, and he's like going back and forth. He's like, hey, hey. And like,
could you tell he was nervous? Like, it wasn't a thing that was put on.
No, this was genuine not a thing.
Fear. It was genuine fear.
There is the picture.
Oh, how happy.
You tell me if that's faked.
Oh my God. Look, but my favorite.
Yeah.
The satisfaction in Saget's eyes.
Oh, yeah. Saget's just like, ha, Stamos, fuck you.
I've seen this photo. Is this on your Instagram?
Yes, I believe it's on my Instagram or my Twitter or something. Yeah, it's on there. Stamos is afraid of midgets.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, so I tried to call him out on it on Twitter, and it worked because the loyal About Last Night podcast listeners all tweeted John Stamos like, why are you afraid of midgets?
Yeah, we got
to
get him.
Why are you ducking Funny Brad?
Have you gotten him on?
No. We're trying.
He's a fan of comedy.
Oh, he loves it. Like, he's at the Comedy Store with Jeff Ross all the time.
Yeah, he's you're telling me I should go there?
Do you have any crazy like weed stories or like of being too high?
I've been lucky, but like one time I smoked and it must have been laced with something horrific.
It's always a risk when you're in a social situation and you're just like, I'm having a good time. So like you just trust everything that's happening.
Yeah.
So if somebody's like, hey, joint, you're like, obviously, man, because I like what's happening right
now. Yeah, this is we're in a great moment. Let's just keep going, sticking substances in our body. I was smoking one time. And this is at my high school and we were on the football field. We're all smoking. And
under the bleachers with the quarterback.
Yeah.
A helicopter comes. Whoa. Looking for us. Because there's like 10 of us there.
That would freak me the fuck
Wait,
out.
Wait, actually looking for you? Not just like the traffic copter that just happens to be in the area? So okay.
It was people were, because we were so loud that the surrounding neighbors, there was enough phone calls for it to be that big of an issue.
Jesus.
Helicopter comes, flashes a light
Again,
on us.
Again, this was Paula Poundstone heading this operation.
Flashes a light on us, and Rita Rudner's in the middle of the
Rita Rudner.
Thing doing
Was it Rudner or Poundstone?
Poundstone.
By the way, how many times has that question been uttered out of any human being?
Was it Rudner?
Was it Rudner or Poundstone? We'll be right back with more. Was it Rudner or Poundstone?
Hey, everybody, it's the brand new game show sweeping the nation. It's Rudner. Was it Rudner or Poundstone? Pantsuit or fluffy
shoulder
dress?
Yeah.
Or shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads.
Please welcome your host, Mario Lopez.
He would host that.
Oh, he hosts everything.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so they find you.
Well, they flash a light on us and we all scurry like roaches, and I run. Jumped this fence and my sneaker gets caught in the fence.
No.
Lost the sneaker. Ran,
little rascal style.
Oh, ran with one shoe. It was raining, so my foot was all soggy.
Hilarious.
And then I was like, okay, this is great. And that was the end of that story.
Jesus, I thought we were a little aiming
shoe.
Towards a bigger
payoff. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Hey, but you know what? Not that many people could say that their weed smoking made a helicopter.
I get down so
That's
hard
a big
that
deal.
Helicopters come around.
You used to bartend.
I did for 6-7 years.
You have so much.
Yeah.
Wow. How much does that play into the? Because you have everybody on Girl Code has a very astute, just observation and is able to break down like women and men, like what just you know. You guys do it very. You're very specific with stuff. So I'm just curious how much from your bartending days were you able to like observe from the male female interactions or like the things you just got being on the other end like daily for hours of men.
Yeah.
Being fucking idiots.
That's I would say like 90% of my observations were based off of like experiences and just observing. There's something to be said about observing and being in the moment and being like actually involved in whatever's going on. And then there's another thing of being like having a bird's eye view, which is a totally different.
Because I'm sure you're watching so many just interactions. Like, as you're
doing the work, but at the same time, when you see a guy start talking to a girl, you're like, nope, it's not going to happen. But he thinks it is. Let's keep watching.
Because when you're at a bar ordering a drink, you're not thinking that the bartender is like wanting any piece of what you're doing.
Oh,
but even though you're listening to
everything, and you have really the thing is like you learn to because usually it's loud. Mm-hmm. You learn to hear things. In a loud situation.
Sure.
So you hear what people say. Like when you turn around, you hear what they say.
You hear a dude telling. Right. Yeah. You hear a dude telling his buddy, like, I'm going to tell this girl that my dad invented Corona. And he's like, that's great. And you hear that. And then he leaves and then the girl comes over and he's like, 2 Coronas, please. He's like, oh, that's my dad's drink. I have to get it. And you probably hear him and then she's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You just.
There's been many times where I've let girls know like what the real situation is.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because
oh, wow.
guys will do stupid stuff like that. Or if I know them because they're regulars and they have like the one line that they always say.
Like what? What are some of the – you've got to have – I bet you could write a book, a coffee table book.
I know,
great,
just about like all the –
Yeah, the bad pickup lines.
I mean, there's so many bad pickup lines. One thing that happened that was weird, this drunk guy came in, and he used to come in all the time, and I would give him a limit. Mm-hmm. I knew.
Jesus, that's
know,
not good.
I was like,
your
Mike,
limit guy?
You got three beers.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
And you cannot drink them within a certain
by
amount
the way,
of time.
Brad would steal a bus if he had three beers.
Yeah, my nickname on the podcast is two beer Brad.
Really? Just that's two all beers, it takes. That's it?
I'm gone.
That's amazing.
Two beers is like six like shots for me.
And I know we've told this story before, so sorry, listeners, but we took a trip to Mexico together. This is what happens when I actually drink. I had about six shots that was like
six shots,
fruity type shots. I don't know what they were in
smoked
Mexico.
Pot out of an apple.
And
that's healthy.
I was so gone that I ended up getting in the middle of a pool in Mexico.
There was an island in the middle of the pool at this hotel.
So I hop on it and I start dancing and singing the song from the song from American Tale. There are no cats in America.
Shaking his ass like Ricky Martin.
Fifle?
Yeah,
yes.
Dude. There's literally no joke.
Is there documentation?
75 people just surrounding the pool watching this show, and I'm sitting at the bar of the pool, not even flinching, just sipping, going, "Yeah, you're welcome." Like. You're welcome for this guy being
this
here
is,
right now.
This is what I bring to Mexico. Most people take away from Mexico. I bring you a Fievel singing midget. By the way, I think Fievel singing midget is playing at the Troubadour.
They're playing at the Troubadour on Saturday.
Hashtag.
Yeah, yeah. After slutty farts.
Farts still slutty.
Farts still slutty. So funny.
Fart is still slutty.
Wait, but, okay, so like, no, you can't remember any of the really great pickup lines. Oh, wait, so Three Limit Mike.
Three Limit Mike.
There we go.
He would come in and he just would like linger around. He'd go right up into conversations, and if people were laughing, he'd be like, ha ha ha, and just like,
can
get
I be
his
honest? I secretly
in.
Love that guy. Because that's so, you gotta love the commitment on that guy's part.
Well, because, and that's also a bit you see like in sitcoms
yeah.
where they're like, oh, look, Ted from How I Met Your Mother's gonna try to pick up on this girl. Oh, what?
Yeah,
that's
right,
so,
so funny.
What are we talking
just
about?
Just turn around like, what?
Right, yeah,
right.
It's never worked.
Never.
It's never worked.
Ever.
This one guy came in, but besides three strike Mike, this one guy would come in. Now, he worked, there was a lot of windows at the bar, so you could see right across the street to the building. The Weinstein office was right next door. So one of the guys at work there would just stand and stare from across the street into the window, just linger for like an hour.
Hot.
Did you play Lionel Richie's Hello in the background?
I just kept doing like
Hello!
I kept doing the canoe across the bar. One time he came in. I mean, he used to come in all the time and tell me how much he loved me. I love you. I love you. You're so gorgeous. You're so gorgeous. Like, there's a limit. Like, okay, it's a compliment, and then it's just creepy.
Yeah.
And then he told me this one time he came in after, like, years of him coming in, and he goes, I'm going to kill you, and nobody's going to find you. Deadpan.
What?
Not even in, like, a tone of it being a joke.
We have so much fun together. It's no, like... I'm going to kill you.
Yeah,
and no one's ever
I just
find
was
you.
Like,
yo, that's,
wow.
That
yeah, I'm not a fan
like
of that statement at all.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
It doesn't. That's
he's
not,
giving you, like,
he's
you have
a
couple
shot.
Days to enjoy your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the stalker equivalent of Babe Ruth, like, pointing out to the stands, going, I'm calling my shot.
Wow.
Like,
was it Babe Ruth?
It was John Stamos. John Stamos.
Stamos!
He's the only guy, that can tell you he's going to kill you. Wait,
you guys should have a soundbite that just goes, Stamos!
We need it. I need it. Ringtone.
How do you react to that? You're like, I have to tell somebody.
I just did the thing that I have heard that you're supposed to do when somebody comes into your house and wants to murder you. You just start saying personal facts about yourself. Like, I have a cat. My cat's name is Carl.
Are you serious?
I have a dog named Fozzie Bear. My mom loves you. My mom's name is Nancy Peluso. You're supposed to like personify things.
What?
I just got really nervous. I was like, my name is Justin May Peluso. I'm from a loving person. I come from a loving family. People love me.
Where did you hear that tip from?
I heard it
Dr.
from
Dr. Phil, probably. Fucking
no, it's
job.
When a serial killer is in your house.
Your house.
Look, Deborah, you are 412 pounds, okay? Now, the thing with food and you is to stop eating it. You have rolls on your cellulite. We'll be right back.
He's never back. Nice about it.
This is the thing you're supposed to do.
You're supposed
I've never heard that before.
If, yeah, if somebody has you like yourself. A gunpoint or something like that, if you are in a situation where your life is threatened.
I'm Brad Williams. My favorite movie is Willow. My dad is Peter. I have
yeah,
a dog named Bella.
To,
like just stuff like that?
Put personal information and make mm-hmm. yourself a human.
Okay.
So
because they're not seeing
they're not
you,
as,
human.
You as a human. Right. They're looking at you as okay. prey or mm-hmm. whatever.
You know, I got to be honest. They're crazy. I just read this thing on CNN. They're, like a how you're supposed to conduct yourself in something like that. Like this thing on CNN.com, it was the front page. It said basically women, it was talking about rape, and mm-hmm. it said that women should drink less to reduce the risk of it. And I was like, or men should just stop raping to reduce the risk of it.
It's not
It's not like, and I really kind of like took offense to that, because I was like, are you, like, that kind of feels like it's saying,
so women shouldn't have fun. Don't have fun, you won't get raped.
Yeah.
That was on CNN.
Oh, go to it. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
I don't know who.
You have to send me that link.
For sure. But
I have a whole thing. I have a whole set about rape.
But I mean,
as we all do.
Yeah.
But I think we all have a rape chunk.
Yeah, we should.
Let's be honest.
But I feel like I don't know. But at the same time, with the serial killer fact, I mean, that to me makes a little bit more sense. But I it makes me very curious. Who are the people who, like, how does that get printed on CNN? Like, who?
And I thought that was like who are they liberal trusting? Site isn't like CNN like a liberal?
I think so.
They're not like.
Although, you know what, I can't watch. I honestly, I start to really struggle with where I find my news, because CNN is getting so infiltrated with like fucked. It's just fucked up shit after fucked up shit.
Sure,
like,
the guy for ratings.
You know, the guy who ate a person's face in Florida was up there. He must be so bummed, by the way. He thought, like, I'm going to be a celebrity forever. I eat a face, yo. I got to be on like the front page of news for at least a month. Yo, it was like 4 days, and then. Hey, more fucked up shit happens, so guess what, man? You get pushed down.
And then Honey Boo Boo is stripping. All right. Well, I guess we're not talking about the face guy anymore.
Stamos has a heart attack because a little person crawled up his back.
Crawled up his back.
Thought it was monkey bars. Fell in the wood chips. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. It's my favorite.
I love it.
We'll be right back.
So it's the best out.
I'm coming for you, John Stamos. I'm coming.
Me too, Stamos.
Well, you're coming for Stamos.
I'm coming for Stamos. Yeah,
but
by myself.
Completely different version of it.
Stamos isn't in the room.
Well, Adam, I'm curious.
Yeah,
because we have the bartender here who's seen it all in terms of pickup lines. I think that we should tell her what our go-to moves are, and then she could judge them and say yay or nay.
Oh,
the one pickup line I think is hilarious in the executive producer Girl Code. Ryan Ling told it to me. It's his go-to line. Okay. He goes to a girl and he goes, how much does a polar bear weigh? I can't even say it. Does it sound like a 6-year-old? How much does a polar bear weigh?
By the way, so much sexier if you say it as a 6-year-old, because then, like, you know, oh, this guy's trying to be charming.
That's so cute. Yeah. He goes, how much does a polar bear weigh? Mm-hmm. And she'll be like, how much? And he'll go, enough to break the ice. How you doing? My name's Ryan Ling.
Oh my God, wait a minute. Who said that and where can we meet him?
That's a great one.
Genuinely use that, or
he
was like,
he uses, he thinks that's one of his favorite lines.
I think that's a good one.
It's a good one.
That's a great line.
You know what?
It's fun.
I don't know. I have a lot of, like, I don't even hate on online dating, because it's like some people just are bad with social, like
breaking the ice.
Yo, it's tough in general. Even if you are good socially, to meet anybody like organically,
I suck at it.
We have a benefit of stand up as far as, like, you know, to meet people in a certain regard, but it's like, yeah, like, when you're just out, unless you're like, people also have walls up a lot, you know. A lot of people,
shitload of walls.
Of course.
I got like 1,000 of those things.
So even if something
stupid
is that.
That's why I'm dating a Mexican. She was able to climb the walls.
That's funny.
She could get over the
hilarious.
Walls.
We'll be right back.
Write that one down.
But like, even something as stupid as that polar bear one, it's like, that's kind of like,
it's
kind of
good.
Yeah. Like, at least he's making an effort, and you just can't commit to that as if it's good. You
have
to know
one.
That's
yeah.
My favorite.
Okay.
Night at the Roxbury. All the lines that Chris Kattan did. He's like, is that a mirror in your pocket? Because I can see myself in your pants.
So good.
Love them.
Like all the cheesy ones.
How about this one? How about this one? Did it hurt?
When
you fell from heaven?
All those.
It hurt more when I climbed up from hell.
Hilarious.
Love it.
So, I mean, I'm got to be curious, though, like, from the show now, too, like, what sort of, because you're getting all these new fans and all this attention. So, like, what type of guys are hitting you up that?
Inmates.
No shit.
No shit.
Whoa.
Like,
yeah.
Dudes that are in jail.
What?
I get messages.
They're watching Girl Code in jail?
I don't know what's happening in the
dude, jail is not that prisons. Bad of a place, I'm starting to come to find.
No.
I talked to a guy at a show, I was like, and we ended up joking around, doing some crowd with him, and I made a joke. I was like, what, did you just get out of prison? He goes, yeah, man, 2 days ago. And I was like, fuck, man, let's move on with the show. And then I went back to him, and I started asking him questions, and he was like, yeah, man. And he was like, I was like, so what did you get in there for? He's like 8 years. He's like, I just got out for
holy shit.
Some sort of like misdemeanor, felony, whatever. And clearly I know nothing about our judicial system, and he was like,
judicial system doesn't know anything about the judicial.
No, they don't. And so he, yeah,
let's go get on a potty bus.
They're all drunk. We'll be right back. So they, so then he goes, I was like, did you have TV? Did you have this? He's like, yeah. I was like, and then I made a joke. I was like, did you have Pop Tarts? He's like, you could get them. I was like,
yeah,
what the fuck? Jail doesn't sound like it's that bad.
This is a story I just heard. I can't say who it is. Somebody I know that was in jail.
Paula Poundstone.
Somebody I know that was in jail. Rita Rudder.
She's always stealing from Walgreens.
Was in jail and was regularly sleeping with
what?
The one of the guards on a regular basis.
Was a female or male?
The person who was in jail was male, sleeping with a female guard.
See?
Holy shit! Hey man, get it where you.
I'm sorry,
get
it wasn't a guard. It was the doctor that was in the prison.
Whoa, house?
That's hot.
That is hot.
Oh, fuck. A porno movie would look at that and go, all right, that's a little far-fetched.
I know.
Like, really, like,
yeah,
the,
they would.
Like, the
well,
inmate.
They would be that smart to think of that plot.
He's a smooth character, this dude.
Dude, that's
so
big time. You're in prison, you're sleeping with the
that's kind of hot.
The doctor? Because, like, so the prison has doctors where they're like, hey, let's make sure that you don't, what, have the chicken pox? Why are they
looking
at it?
I don't know. I don't know what like the deal was there.
Just your daily exam. Let me hit your knee with that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and maybe blow you too.
Right. Also.
Hey. Also. Hey.
Hey. Well, let me check your reflexes. Can you check my labias?
Wait. Plural. There's two.
There's four.
What?
There's two sets of two: majora and menorah. Menorah are the ones that are the little teeny ones, and the majora are the ones that kind of cover those ones up.
Boy, you know, I used to write, one of my first jokes was about how like naming the menorah like that after the Jewish menorah. I don't remember the bit verbatim, but like
I don't care. It's a great premise.
That's a great premise. We're on board.
It's done. I'm in there.
I stopped. You.
Stamos. I'm just gonna do the soundbite myself.
Wait, inmates though hitting you up? That's crazy.
Yeah.
A-
so, so right. So the guy, I get.
You
a
need
lot
these guys
photos.
To get out of prison so they can start buying tickets.
Yeah. Right? I know. Jesus. I'm just afraid of these dudes coming. Like, there's this one dude who sent a photo, and it was a shot of him, an aerial shot of him, and he had like this shaved head and like tattoos, and the next photo was a sign that said, "Handcuffs and headboards sold." Separately.
What the fuck does that mean?
And I don't understand like what that meant at all.
They usually put those on the box of a hungry hippo's box. Handcuffs and fucking
I get a lot of marriage proposals, a lot of Puerto Ricans.
Marriage proposals.
A lot of girls, mainly girls want to marry
they
me.
Love you.
Yeah, chicks want to get in there.
Well you
I wish
said
I was a lesbian.
Chicks yeah, well you
get in there.
Yeah, well you said you gave off
way,
that
album
lesbian
three.
Vibe.
I think because I'm kind of
chicks
want to
get in there is album 3.
Are you?
I don't know. I've been told like the editors on the show say that out of most of the girls that I have, like the most masculine voice.
You're confident.
Yeah, I mean, like you're confident and funny, and you like, and your sense of humor might be considered like hell. You're making poop jokes at age 7, so maybe that's considered like guy sense of humor. But I don't get that vibe from you at all.
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, you don't. I mean, you don't look like you could throw a softball.
I can.
Yeah, she can.
I can.
She'll fuck
I can
it
do
up.
This thing. The under.
Oh, the under.
The under.
Oh, okay.
The real lesbian pitch.
The one pump.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
One pump. Looks like you're just like, yeah. The girls always look like, yeah, and then they throw the ball.
You've had some stories in college.
I didn't go to college.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, that's right. You
I
went
left
straight
Syracuse.
From...
Went straight from Syracuse to Boston.
And
to do stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. At 19.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You ever gonna pull one of those like go back and get your degree or no?
No, I just like I didn't want to go to school. I went to school for like a year and a half, and then I was like looking at everybody in Syracuse, and I just didn't want anything that they had.
Which was?
Meth and babies.
For real?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who doesn't want meth? Babies, I get.
Who doesn't want babies on meth?
Oh, man.
Did you guys hear about that?
That's
the candy
show.
What?
Today, like, there's a bunch of kids that got sick because they were, like, the candy, the Twizzlers were, like, soaked in drugs.
Man. That's never going to end, by the way. Like, there's every year there's a story of some
THC,
household.
Or, like, I don't even know, like, what drug it was.
Someone,
Adderall.
Like, giving out pot brownies or something?
No, like, bad drugs.
Dude,
like,
yeah, right? Oh, you can't.
I don't.
Because people have, they have nothing else to do, so they'll take the time to unrip
sick.
Those Twizzlers, dip them in meth, and then package them back up.
Oh, God, that's so bad.
And why are they giving out to kids when clearly you can make so much money
selling
that
it.
In fucking Riverside?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Meth Twizzlers?
Done.
Wow, where would you market those?
The
laundromats?
Inland Empire.
Boy, you can see some crazy shit in a laundromat.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I had a homeless man yell at me for Martin Luther King's death once. Wait, what? Laundromat.
Well, it is all your fault.
He goes, you killed Martin Luther King.
Absolutely.
He literally just walked in and goes, you killed Martin Luther King. And walked out. And I looked at the two little Korean women who run the joint, and I was like, has he been here before? And they go, huh? And I was like, no, that's right. You guys don't speak English either.
Like, I continue to wash my onesie
and my mesh shorts and my Superman hat.
And your Paula Poundstone my shoulder
Paula
pads.
Poundstone shoulder pads.
Ah, Stamos!
Is that Poundstone?
Yeah.
God, Poundstone versus Stamos is a celebrity death match I would like to
That'd
see.
That'd be great. Oh. That'd be really, really good.
Because Poundstone should just hold
her. He would choke her with her shoulder pads.
He's like, have mercy. She's like, shut up, bitch.
That's how he taps out. He's
have mercy.
Hilarious. What now? Some guys will say, like, are you an ass guy or a boob guy? Which I'm always like, that's a weird question. Why can't you like both? Are you trying to set me up with a torso? Now, do women? Are you guys like, hey, do you like the butt or the peanut? Like, do you have one that you pick?
We don't really pick. It's more technique that we talk about.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. You know, I'm an ass woman. I'm a dick. We're all dick women. Just the one thing we like is just dick.
That might be my favorite quote of the podcast. We're all dick women,
right? But it's true though.
It's more about technique. Like for us, it comes down to kissing. Kissing is like the main thing, and that's how a woman indicates if she's going to sleep with a man. It's to the kissing.
All right.
Kissing is a big indicator of how he moves and what he can do.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So,
Brad, we are not sleeping together anytime soon.
I told you I'm working on it.
Hey, man, no. You had your month.
Trying.
You had your month. I gave you a month to get better.
I tried, Adam Ray.
All right, well, shit.
Did I just turn up the...
No,
turn
up the juice.
Did I turn up the...
Well, because now we're just thinking about, like, what our tactics are and if it's living up to the standard that women are setting.
It's, you know, I really think, like, kissing can juice up the machine. So, mm-hmm. And it's not just the mouth, you know, you got to work it all around. Women, men can get right to it. Women, we take a little bit more of a...
You got to, like, preheat the oven, you know what I'm saying? You got to preheat the motherfucking oven.
Yeah, you got to preheat the oven.
All right.
Don't burn the tater tots.
Hilarious.
I did that one time. Here's a story for you. I got wasted one time. You know, when you get drunk, you say, tater tots! On tater tots!
Tater tots sound like the most amazing thing ever when you're shit-faced.
Put a bunch of tater tots in a pan with ketchup. Frozen tater tots with ketchup.
Genius. With the ketchup on them and then in the oven?
Then put in the oven.
What?
Left it overnight.
Oh.
Left it overnight.
Okay.
Open the oven, and it looked like the remains of that village in Italy after the volcano.
Vesuvius?
Yeah.
Vesuvius.
Good reference.
Thank you.
Well done. The remainder of the village in Italy. I did not see that one coming.
Yeah, that was deep. You don't look back for that
good
one.
Good job, Jasmine.
There's like an outline of a guy on my tater tots.
Listen, you're hilarious. You're quick. You're a blast to chat with. And of course, you're hot, but.
Is that your normal sign off?
Absolutely.
Do you say that to everybody?
I said it to Joey McIntyre.
I saw that Joey McIntyre.
I saw you had Joey Mack on here.
He said
that
seat.
Very impressive.
You're setting a new kid.
I'm getting my juice all over his imprint.
He licked that seat right before he left.
My vagina is going to eat the chair then. I'm going to eat the whole chair.
He licked the seat and said, call me back when you guys get Jessamay on the podcast.
Joey McIntyre, I am now eating the chair with my vagina. Please come over.
Now we are running out of chairs for your pussy to eat.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Fart still sex. Fart still sore.
Fart still slutty.
Sore. Still slutty. Farts are still slutty and sore.
Jessamay, where can our fans find you at?
They can find me on Twitter, Jessie Mae Peluso, JessieMae.
Mm-hmm. 300,000. Fuck.
They can find me on Instagram. They can find me at Target every Monday.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Who's getting a towel and candle combo?
Tajay, motherfucker.
They can just find me in general.
Well, they should.
Just in general.
If you're Lionel.
Just come find me.
Just like walk around.
And you get all your
Lionel
tour dates
founder.
On, all your tour dates are on your website, right?
Yep, I'm a website. And I tweet them out. And I do... caption contest. So,
ooh,
well, there you go.
You're very interactive with your fans.
I try to be.
Got
to
be. The show is. So
yeah, you the show is. So yeah, you got
to
keep up.
I wake up next to them in the morning, in their closet.
Your
they're
fans,
there. Yeah, just follow them home.
That's real. That's real fan.
If you jump the gun, I'd rather stalk them than they stalk me.
Sure,
perfect.
It's got to go both ways.
Adam, where can our people find you?
I think I'm on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy, and all my dates are at AdamRayTV.com. This is going to be out next week, so I'll be at the Bloomington, Illinois Laughs Comedy Spot.
Woo!
The 14th through the 17th, and then Tacoma Comedy Club in Seattle the 21st through the 23rd.
There you go.
So,
and, nice. Come
and out. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. My website, BradWilliamsComedy.com. November 14th through the 17th, I'll be at the Comedy Works in downtown Denver. Love that club. November 21st to the 24th will be at the Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia. And the 29th and 30th, Thanksgiving weekend, I'll be at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. Adam Ray is going to come out for...
Yeah, come out for one of the shows.
Yeah, for the 29th,
I
believe.
Of the closet that night.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to break a bunch of hearts.
And to the fans, get my new album, my brand new comedy album just dropped.
Out? When?
November 5th it dropped.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So yeah,
that's tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, well, when we're recording this, but yeah, it's already going to be out.
Time is confusing.
The CD is called Hi Ho, and you can get it on iTunes, you can get it on Amazon, you can order it from my website, and I'll sign it for you and send you a copy. Please do that.
That's also how you got your girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's what you said to her when you met her.
I said, go to my website. I'll sign my dick, and I'll send you a copy. Bam! It happened. Jessamay, you're awesome. You are
the best.
Invited back anytime. I'm so glad you got to come visit us when you
gotta move to LA.
I am going to.
When?
Like a year.
Okay.
Like a year?
I have to, you know, have a lease. Sorry.
Well, we'll come. We're gonna come.
Sleep with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're gonna
you guys can both cuddle.
We're gonna Woo! Come. We're good cuddlers.
We both said it at the same time.
We did.
I'm still excited to see where you're gonna come because he said it three times.
Yeah. Well, the problem is you can't come next to a dwarf. If he's makes Stamos nervous, okay?
Now, we have an old saying in Texas. You can't come next to a dwarf if he makes John Stamos nervous. What does that mean? I don't know.
I don't know, but we'll be right back.
Stamos!
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.